you're a big guy. It'd be rough on you riding in this thing.
We're talking with Kenny Manley, and you work for Rutherford County, but you do something that's probably a little different than most Rutherford County employees do.
Yes, sir. I drive a garbage truck.
It's not a little truck either.
No, empty it weighs 42,000 pounds.
This truck that we're sitting in here right now, this is a Mack truck. What year is this truck?
This is a 2014.
Is this an automatic or is it manual?
Yeah, this is automatic, 6-speed.
The joystick to your right, that controls what, the dump and everything?
That controls the forks and the arms, hydraulic system, with all those buttons over there. I've got a camera that I can actually look at what I dump over into the back of the truck. I can tell if somebody has put in recycle, mixed in garbage with recycle or whatever, you know.
So that camera, the screen that we're looking at right there, what is that pointed at? Is that pointed into the actual dump truck?
That's pointed into the back of the truck. That's actually where the recycle or garbage, either one, would go. And it also has a backup camera on it. That way when I'm backing up, I can see what's behind me.
Then all these controls over here that are to your right.
The top door opens and closes. I have to close it just about after each spool when I'm hauling recycle or to blow out. That's the hammer. That's what pushes everything back into the body.
Okay, so that's actually compacting it to make room for more trash.
Pushes it back and makes room for the next container.
What is this switch that says not for parking?
This is a handbrake. Like when I'm dumping a container or pulling up to a container, instead of having to use 1 foot on the gas and 1 on the brake, I can kind of control the speed I go into a container with, and then I can hold it down and the truck won't move. But the reason I say not to use it for parking is because when you let go of it, the truck's going to roll. The Jake brake's right there.
Okay, so the Jake brake is tied into the exhaust in the engine, right?
It's added on the engine. It shuts the valves off. It builds up compression in the engine and slows the whole truck. I've been driving for 34 years.
34 years. Sitting right there behind that wheel. How many trucks have you gone through over 34 years?
I've done everything except for a tanker.
So the fuel tankers, those would be the ones that, I guess, travel cross-country hauling fuel or what?
Yeah, across-country, local. They're pretty much everywhere. I've never cared to drive around with a bomb on my back.
Yeah, I don't think I want to either. So what do you enjoy most about being a part of Rutherford County and working here?
I just enjoy being around the people and, you know, doing a public servant, you know, picking up garbage. Somebody's got to do it.
What kinds of funny things do you hear, you know, like from little kids on your route?
Oh, you're always seeing kids either making a smelly face or waving at you, wanting you to blow the horn. It goes from one extreme to the other.
The interesting aspect about your job is that the landfill has a timeline. I mean, it's not going to be open for more than probably 9 years.
Yeah, I don't look for it to be open that much longer, honestly. I mean, I worked for BFI before I came to the county, and I've seen the landfill pretty much double in size since I worked there.
Working in this line of work, you probably see the need for recycling more so than most people do.
Yeah, very much so. And that's part of my job is picking up the recycle. And I see probably 25 to 50% of recycle thrown in trash every day.
We used to have recycling bins in different grocery store parking lots. We used to have recycling bins throughout Rutherford County, but it seems like they're less accessible now.
It seems that way, but we still have recycle bins over at Haley Road, and we have them in just about all of the convenience centers. It's just not out in the open where people can get to it 24 hours a day anymore.
And I guess that's the downside, is that folks who work a regular job where they get off of work at 5, 6 o'clock at night, they can't easily get to some of the convenience centers.
That's true. I mean, during the week, they're open to 4:30, and on Saturday and Sunday, they're open till 3. But, you know, if you want to recycle bad enough, you'll find a way to get it there.
Now, working a job like this, driving this giant truck, what kind of hours do you work, and how many days a week do you usually work?
My regular schedule, I come in at 5:30 and get off at 2, and I've been working Saturdays for the last year and a half, and I come in at 4:30 on Saturday morning. That ain't bad. It's a good schedule, you know. That's part of the reason why I like this job.
And you've probably gotten used to those early morning hours, which probably aren't very early for you.
Not really. I just go to bed earlier.
What other kind of interesting stories have you got being on the road so much? Because you had to have seen a lot of, well, interesting people and a lot of interesting things, I'd say, even in Rutherford County alone, because we have, what, 614,000 square miles or something?
Oh, yeah. You see something different every day that makes you laugh, you know, or think, wow, this person's actually got a driver's license, you know. It's just, it's something new every day.
In school today, they don't talk about recycling on a consistent basis. They don't talk about disposing of garbage even on a consistent basis. I guess because that's something that you should learn at home, but maybe some people don't. But what do people say to you whenever they have a chance to talk to you about things like recycling or garbage alone?
I talked to a custodian at the schools here last month. And a lot of the schools are throwing the plastic bags in with the recycle. And I explained to him that they don't like that at the recycle plant because the bags wrap around the conveyor belts. And it stops their machinery up, you know, that you need to empty your recycle out. And a lot of people just don't understand that there's a right way and a wrong way to do it.
With every job, you've got people who complain. Not within the job, but I mean on the outside, because they don't know what you do every day, you know, and you pass by people, they may simply call you the garbage man. But what would you say to a statement like that? Because there is much more to this job than simply taking out the garbage.
Well, you know, you go a week without your garbage being picked up, you'll think about that twice, you know, just the garbage man, because, you know, somebody's got to do it. You know, and I've been doing it for a long time. It's not just a job. It's a public service.
And it's a massive one. If anybody listening has ever been to a third world country, whenever you go to these countries like the Dominican, you go to Haiti, you literally see garbage everywhere in the streets. You see people burning the garbage all over the place. So not only do these countries, they smell horrible all the time. There's chemicals being released into the air that you're breathing in 24/7, and it looks disgusting.
Yeah, it does. I mean, if you've ever missed your garbage, you know, forgot to put your garbage out and it didn't get picked up, it don't take long until you say, wow, I've got to figure out something to do with this garbage, you know. What are you going to do? What's Rutherford County going to do when the landfill closes?
We're talking to Kenny Manley, and you are with the Rutherford County government, and the actual department you are with is called what?
The Rutherford County Solid Waste Department.
And you've been driving trucks like this for the past 34 years?
I've been driving a garbage truck for 15. I've been driving a truck anywhere from over the road to local for 34 years.
Plan on doing another 34?
Not 34. Another 10, 15 maybe.